So that leads me to the Taliban. Now, were they really that backward? You know? Or were they the finest minds of the 14th century? I mean, that ideology, that was never going to work, was it? I mean, that was a kind of cobbled together ideology from a load of different ideologies. You know, it was like a student project, wasn't it? Well, we'll have the anti-intellectualism of the Khmer Rouge, the religious persecution of the Nazis, the enforced beard wearing from the world of folk music, and the segregation and humiliation of women from the world of golf. Right, there we are. Woohoo! No, it was never going to work. And now, of course, you know, they make these ranting, rambling, contradictory statements, railing against the West, that somehow the West is to blame for all their ills. You know, we reject the poisonous items from the West and infidelity. We reject their cosmetics and their fridge magnets and these items of corruption and filth from the infidel. We ban these things from our holy lands, except the Timex watches with the night sight there, the night thing in there, and the satellite phones and the Stinger missiles and the Toyota Land Cruisers. But everything else is filth from the corrupt, idolatrous Western infidels, except the Kit Kats. We like the Kit Kats, but not the old-style Kit Kat, for these are the Kit Kats of Satan, the tiny little sticks of chocolate there, idolatrous, corrupt infidel. But the new Kit Kat, the large, king-size Kit Kat, this is much more acceptable to us, and in fact, a snack fit for Allah himself. Yeah. I actually quite like those new Kit Kats, you know what I mean, the big ones. I like to melt four of them together and pretend they're the old-style Kit Kats. And when you eat them, you can pretend you're a little pixie. Sorry, I should have told you that. Now, there's been a lot of misinformation bandied around about Afghanistan, you know, I mean, not least by a lot of American talk show hosts. I was actually horrified. I saw on the TV the other night, who was it? Rosie O'Donnell, you know, and she made some comment. God, what is so irresponsible? She said, speaking as a mother, I know nothing about Afghanistan, but I know it's full of terrorists. What? What is this speaking as a mother thing? Is that a euphemism for, well, talking out of my ass? What? I don't know anything about it, but I know. It's, yeah. As a mother, yeah. Is this parenthood, like, you sort of, yeah, suspending critical faculties for a moment? Yes, as a rational human being, the Al-Qaeda are a loose association of fundamentalist bigots, disgruntled students spread out between 59 countries who could probably be brought to justice by a sustained and coordinated police investigation. But speaking as a parent, the Al-Qaeda are 8 foot tall with a giant eye in the middle of their heads, possessing three grabbing arms, and can live for many months under the ground by just eating their own navel fluff. And the only way to destroy them is to nuke every country that hasn't sent us a Christmas card in the last 20 years. But of course, it's all been the making of Bush, hasn't it? It's been the absolute making of him. Before all this, he was just a kind of starry-eyed, stammering, babbling, grinning simpleton with a sort of kind of cheesecake with the kind of mental agility of a sea cucumber, you know. But now it seems he's the greatest president in the history of the world. It's been a bit of a turnaround. The most eloquent president that ever lived. The most eloquent! Hey! Where did that... How did it happen? That's what... I mean, he's got this look on his face. He can barely conceal his astonishment that he is actually the president. Right, any second, somebody's going to say, actually, there's been a terrible mistake. It was a bit dodgy, wasn't it, the voting? You had to put... Was it the magic beans in the funny clown for Gore and the funny hats into the magic tractor for Bush, wasn't it, or something? Or... In some states, you drew a bush and stabbed a pig or something, wasn't it? Well, there were two lifelike models of the candidates, and you just tossed a hoop over the one you want to vote for. First one with the hoops over the eyes is the winner. Of course, the bush camp were using slightly thicker hoops. I love the expression, George Bush is being briefed by his advisors. You know what that is? That's him in a room under the White House in a soft music playing, and a big map of the world with all the countries written on in marker pen, and Colin Powell with a pointer, and he's going, okay, Mr. President, Iran. And Bush says, evil? He says, correct. Right. And he says, okay, Iraq. And Bush goes, evil. And Powell says, correct, here's a biscuit. Tomorrow we do the J's, you know. I don't know, you see, maybe I'm being disrespectful. Maybe you love him, you know. Somebody voted for the bastard, I don't know. I mean, drug-taking cracker. I mean, you know, somebody must have voted for him, you know. I mean, I wouldn't trust him with a wheelbarrow. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I'd expect him to pick the wheel up and try and force the handles into the ground, you know. Ground, evil, evil ground, must get ground, evil. Yeah.